Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Our morning temperatures are running about 10 degrees above normal. I'll show you how much above normal our afternoon highs are and when we hit some records.
Breaking news overnight. As the U.S. launches airstrikes in Syria, the new efforts to keep American forces in the Middle East safe.
And the search continues for the man accused in the Maine mass shooting, and it is intensifying as we learn more about the people he's accused of killing.
Trying to save some more lives that he ended up losing his life.
Stories of heroism and devastation as a small Maine community copes with that tragedy.
Some of downtown Raleigh's longest standing businesses are disappearing in the name of growth. This weekend, an iconic music venue is saying goodbye. A lot to tell you about on this Friday. Happy Friday, everyone. We're so glad you're waking up with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your Friday. Here's we say hello and get things started here. A lot to get to. Elizabeth Gardner is over in the WRF Severe Weather Center. Another nice one on the way. It's a good look at Lewisburg with those clouds and sunrise on the way.
Yeah, so you can see the lights there reflecting on the bottoms of the clouds. See how it looks gray there along the horizon. So a little bit of low cloud cover. This is where we saw some low cloud cover yesterday as well. But there are plenty of places where skies are clear this morning, and we are looking at sunny skies for a forecast through the afternoon. 58 degrees, that's a good 10 degrees warmer than our normal temperature this time of year, this time of day. Skies are mostly clear, so we do have the top of the tower lit up in blue. Our visibility is dropping in a few spots. Clinton and Fayetteville down to 1 mile. Goldsboro is almost a quarter of a mile, and that's what we would consider fog. But again, very similar to yesterday, little patches of fog here and there and some low cloud cover. Our temperatures are mainly in the mid to upper 50s right now, so it's a mild start, and it will be a warm afternoon with highs in the low 80s. It's likely that we'll break at least two records over the weekend into early next week. I'll show you when. Coming up, Brian.
It is 6:01 and we're off to a pretty nice start for Friday morning as we take a look at those live sensors. I've been watching a little bit of a delay perhaps building on 40 westbound right around the 42 interchange heading out of Johnston County, but not seeing any big backups. And by the time you get up to the Clayton bypass, everything's moving along well as you head into Garner and South Raleigh. Still looking quiet in Durham and Chapel Hill as well as we take a look at those major approaches into Durham. No crashes showing up right now, and our sensors are not indicating any big delays. You can see out of northern Wake County on 98 westbound, just a 1 minute slowdown from 50 out to the 885 interchange.
Schools are closed again today in Lewiston, Maine, and thousands are being urged to stay in their homes as the search grows for the man wanted in the mass shooting that killed 18 people. Agents carried out search warrants into the night and are searching homes and other properties believed to be connected to Card. Law enforcement officials are warning Card should be considered armed and dangerous.
We are learning more about the victims in this tragic shooting. Among the victims who've been identified so far, Brian McFarlane and Peyton Brewer Ross. They were playing in a cornhole tournament at the bar when the shooting happened. The manager of the bar, Joey Walker, was also killed. This morning on Today, Lester Holt talks with Walker's father about how police say Joey died trying to help.
He died as a hero, because he picked up a butcher knife from somewhere, as you know, he has all that stuff near the bar anyways. And he tried to go at the gunman to stop him from shooting anybody else. The gunman shot him twice through the stomach.
Coming up this morning on Today, how this tragedy has shaken the small city of Lewiston to its core.
And breaking news from overnight, the U.S. has carried out airstrikes in Syria. According to the Pentagon, those strikes targeted facilities linked to Iranian-backed militias. The Pentagon says they were used to help carry out attacks on U.S. forces in recent days. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says this is not connected with the Israel-Hamas war. Officials say there have been 16 attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria since October 17th.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, Israeli forces carrying out a ground attack in Gaza in as many days. This is new video into our newsroom here. With the help of fighter jets, Israel hit targets on the outskirts of Gaza City. The Israeli military says this is in preparation for a ground invasion of the Hamas-ruled territory. Now, the Biden administration and other members of Congress are calling on Israel to pause this ground invasion until all the hostages are released. We'll keep you updated on this story here in the WRAL Live Center.
As Raleigh is growing, new developments coming to downtown are forcing some of the city's most familiar buildings out. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live this morning outside the Berkeley Cafe, a Raleigh favorite. Kelsey, this well-known music venue is getting ready to put on its final shows.
Renee, they sure are preparing for that, and a new tower will be built here. So that means one of Raleigh's oldest music venues will be forced out. The Berkeley Cafe will host its final live music shows here tonight and tomorrow. After 43 years on West Martin Street, the business will close to make way for that new development, a 40-story skyscraper. The move Raleigh City Council approved in April. The place that's lovingly called the Berk has been a staple for the local music scene here in Raleigh since the 80s. Although this location is closing, the Berk won't be going anywhere. They're just going to head to another location that's a couple of blocks away. They'll move to the former Fiction Kitchen on South Dawson Street early next year. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
In Sampson County, the search continues for the person or people responsible for killing five people in a home. Now it's more than 24 hours later, and we first brought you this as breaking news yesterday morning. Authorities say five people were found shot to death in a home on Garland Highway near Clinton. It was one of four crime scenes in that county in just a matter of hours, resulting in seven deaths. WRL spoke with county leaders about the impact of violence and this unusual investigation.
Well, the whole community is in shock, and this is not the norm for Sampson County.
Investigators say the five people found shot to death are believed to be connected to illegal drug sales. We're told they include four men and one woman, ranging in ages from 30 to 80. Their identities have not been released. The sheriff says this appears to be a targeted attack.
A missing girl from North Carolina has been found in Missouri with a man who authorities say is a convicted sex offender. He is 30-year-old Christopher Porter from Oklahoma. Investigators say he drove across country to help the girl run away from home in Monroe outside Charlotte. Police there say Porter met the child online through social media messaging apps. Officers found the girl after she and Porter were spotted in a parked car Wednesday. Porter is facing charges including statutory rape and sexual exploitation of a minor.
There is new legislation in the works on Capitol Hill where you're looking live right now. It would make it easier for veterans with mental illnesses to bypass background checks when buying weapons. It's an amendment attached to a package of annual spending bills that hasn't passed the Senate yet, but could next week. Three Democrats joined Republicans in supporting the amendment, and so did independent Senators Angus King and Kyrsten Sinema, who side with Democrats.
A nonprofit group says changes are needed to combat educational challenges in the aftermath of the pandemic. The Public School Forum of North Carolina published its report. Key findings reveal high teacher vacancies, declining candidate numbers, low morale, and barriers to entry. The report finds innovative strategies do exist, but they need to be more broadly applied. The group says systemic changes are needed statewide for teacher support, recruitment, and compensation.
A Johnston County school board member accused of violating the state code of ethics. The grievance filed against her by a teacher over an unflattering nickname.
More development coming to North Carolina in the field of electric vehicles. Why a battery manufacturer based in India says it chose to bring its new plant here.
And it's a nice morning out there. We have the potential for record highs over the weekend, but a bit of a change for Halloween. We're tracking up front. It's turning a little bit wetter. I'll show you what the possibilities could be coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Taking a look at a mild start this morning. Our current temperature, 58 degrees. You might run into a little bit of patchy fog in a few places, a little bit of low cloud cover like we saw yesterday. But a lot of folks are seeing sunshine now, and everybody will see sunshine by the time we get to lunchtime. That low cloud cover and fog will burn off. At the bus stop this morning, 57. The kids definitely want to have the shorts and T-shirts for this afternoon because our temperatures will climb into the 80s. 80s for the weekend, but this is a look at Halloween. Big front comes through. It's going to drop our temperatures. It was trending drier the last couple of days, and now we're starting to trend a little bit wetter with the newer runs of the models and just in the last 24 hours or so. So at 5 p.m. 57, at 7 o'clock 52, it's not going to be terribly cold, but we'll be tracking the potential for some rain. Brian.
6:11 right now as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle. Still crash-free in Wake, Durham, and Orange County, and we're still looking fine on our major routes. Let's head out to I-40 at Airport Boulevard for a look at conditions there. You can see the traffic is building. Those major approaches into RDU, though, are all looking fine. Out of West Raleigh, 40 westbound, all clear to 540. Looking fine through the north side of Raleigh on westbound 540 out to the Aviation Parkway area. And out of Chapel Hill and South Durham, no delays right now on 40 eastbound. Renee?
Brian, thanks. An investigation obtained by WRAL shows a Johnson County school board member spread rumors about a teacher saying she was called Ms. Drunkie. School board member Michelle Antoine is at the center of the case. Johnson County teacher Angela Barber initiated a grievance against her, saying Antoine told people that Barber was called Ms. Drunkie by students. Investigators with an outside law firm found Antoine violated the state code of ethics and district policies. Antoine's attorney tells WRAL they have no comment.
North Carolina is celebrating another big break into the electric vehicle industry. Governor Roy Cooper was in Brunswick County yesterday to announce India-based Epsilon Advanced Materials will build its first battery plant in the U.S. there. Only on WRAL, Matt Tallhelm asked the company's executives why they chose to bring the $650 million plant to North Carolina.
We're very excited to be in North Carolina. I think North Carolina had everything to offer that we were looking for when we looked at bringing this project to the U.S. I think compared to a few years ago, I think today the industry is very committed to electrification and, you know, going down this path of electric vehicles.
The factory will build graphite anodes, the parts that make up a quarter of the battery cells that power electric vehicles. The company expects to break ground next year and open the plant by 2026.
Congressman George Santos is facing a challenge from several of his fellow New York Republicans who are trying to oust him from office. Four Republicans are co-sponsoring a resolution to expel him from Congress. It comes in response to a series of scandals, including allegations that he misled voters about his background. The resolution would require a two-thirds majority to be successful. Santos says he won't resign.
Southwest Airlines customers can now track their bags electronically through the carrier. The airline says people can see the status of their checked bags on southwest.com and the mobile app. It confirms when the tags are printed and when the bags are loaded and unloaded from the aircraft. Experts have recommended that people use electronic tracking devices on their bags to make it easier to find them when they're lost.
There's a new candidate for mayor in Raleigh. City Council member Corey Branch threw his name in the ring. He served on city council for the last 8 years. He told WRAL he thinks it's time for a step up.
The way I see Raleigh going, having been able to serve under former Mayor Nancy McFarland, now Mayor Baldwin, I believe now's the time for me to be Raleigh's next mayor.
Branch said if he's elected, he wants to tackle crime and public transit. Current Mayor Marianne Baldwin recently told WRAL she does plan to run for re-election.
World Series gets started tonight on Fox 50. It's the Arizona Diamondbacks and Texas Rangers for baseball's biggest prize. Game one starts tonight, 8 o'clock.
And Jeff, the first ceremonial pitch, well, that will be thrown out by former President George W. Bush. This will be Bush's fourth World Series ceremonial first pitch, but his first before a home opener and opening the World Series. He threw out the ceremonial first pitch before Game 3 of the 2001 World Series at Yankee Stadium between New York and Arizona. Of course, that followed the 9/11 attacks. Now, fun fact, former President Bush once owned the Texas Rangers back in 1989. He sold that team in 1998 when, of course, he started getting into politics.
World Series means it's last weekend in October. It also means fall festivals and Halloween fun.
And even though it won't feel like fall, it'll be bright and sunny and it'll be beautiful. Here's a look at some of WRAL's out and about best bets. So downtown Fayetteville will be filled with zombies tonight. The city is hosting the annual Zombie Walk from 6 to 10 tonight. Put on your best undead look and head downtown for the fun. A costume contest will be happening at Market Square at 7:30, and there will also be pro wrestling and music.
Clayton's annual Harvest Festival continues through Sunday. You can park at Clayton High School's upper lot, and a shuttle will conveniently take you right into the festival. There are carnival rides, a car show, a Latin American festival, a barbecue competition, so food, music, lots of vendors.
The Alzheimer Association's Walk to End Alzheimer's is happening tomorrow morning at Secret Stadium in Fayetteville. The opening ceremony will be at 10, and the walk will get started at 10:30. WRAL is a proud community partner, and Gilbert Bays will serve as MC. For more about these events and others happening this weekend, go to WRAL.com and search Out and About. You can see in those photos and videos, in past years, it's been rainy, chilly, end of October, but not this year.
You never know what you might get the end of October. This is like a jackpot, though, for all these festivals. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, record setting.
Looking at records, most likely Sunday and Monday, and we're really close to it on Saturday, too. Right now, we're looking at quiet conditions across the area, 50s as you step out the door. There's a little bit of low cloud cover that's starting to form, especially around Goldsboro. It's still too dark out there to really tell, but give it a another hour or so, and we'll start to see that. Apex is clear, so is Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and I cannot wait to see the zombies. This is going to be fun to look at them on this camera, isn't it, downtown Fayetteville? So many great things happening over the weekend. One of my favorites, Saturday morning, is the Day of the Dead 5K at Centro in downtown Raleigh. That's a fun one. Runs through the Oakwood Cemetery. 85 Saturday, 84 Sunday, 86 Monday, and then, wait a minute, Halloween at 57 degrees. We've been tracking a front. We've been talking about this front. Here it is right here. You can see some rain associated with it right there along the Mississippi Valley. This high pressure system is going to hang out here for us over the weekend, keeping the warmth in place and keeping the rain back to our west. But eventually it's going to move on out. This evening, we're looking at lovely conditions for haunted houses. I guess it's not supposed to be lovely, is it? But hey, it's almost a full moon tonight. The full moon is tomorrow night. So if you're running around in the woods at one of those spooky haunted things, temperatures are going to feel good, mainly in the 70s. Here's a look at Futurecast. We're going to watch this as it moves closer. Again, it stays to our west all the way through the weekend. Monday is dry as well. But this is 6 p.m. on Tuesday. And from, say, the western part of the viewing area back off toward the mountains, there are some showers. And then it gradually starts to push eastward. Now, I'm not saying that it is definitely going to rain on Tuesday during trick-or-treat time. Basically, this far out, we can just start to look at trends. The last 2 days, we were trending drier. Today, we're starting to trend a little bit wetter. Keep checking back. The computer models have been kind of at odds, kind of on and off with the potential for rain on Tuesday. So if you've got little ones hoping to head out to trick-or-treat, just keep checking back with us. Temperatures will be cool in the mid-50s for trick-or-treat time. Take a look at this gorgeous color at Linville Gorge. Some of the lower elevations like Linville Gorge, Stone Mountain State Park, Asheville are all going to be great choices for this weekend. The color in the highest elevations, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain is over. But again, some of those lower elevations are going to be great this weekend. Temperature is feeling good too in the mountains, looking at 80 in Murphy, 81 Bryson City, 75 in Spruce Pine, Grandfather Mountain, if you're headed up there, 65, Boone at 74, Asheville at 80 degrees Saturday and Sunday. We tropical outlook, the remnants of Tammy still sitting there at a small chance for development, and another one possibly down near South America, but nothing imminent. We've got a nice, quiet, dry weekend, and of course, we'll be looking at the potential for rain on Tuesday. After that, our big story is potentially our first big freeze on Thursday morning, Brian.
It is 620, and we've been looking good so far around the Triangle. No crashes reported anywhere in Wake County. Our partners at Waze are reporting that roads are clear right now in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro as well. All of our major routes are looking clear on a Friday morning. Do want to give you a heads up about some overnight closures that begin tonight at the 440 Wade Avenue interchange. You know, they're redesigning that interchange as part of the 440 widening project, and they're going to begin setting the girders for a new bridge out there. Overnight closures begin tonight and will continue for the next 10 nights or so at that interchange, and they're not able to be specific about what ramps are going to be closed and for how long. Just a heads up, if you're heading through that 440 Wade Avenue interchange overnight for the next several nights, you might run into some detours.
Brian, thanks. State lawmakers are looking at new lines as they choose whether to run for re-election. Why their decisions about the coming election may quickly be thrown into limbo.
And the Carolina Hurricanes are back on the winning side of things and back in the home arena. We'll tell you about this come-from-behind effort that sends fans into a frenzy at PNC.
Here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll be back with what's trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
6:25 on a Friday morning. You will never guess in 100 tries who's back in the news right now. All right, it's Taylor Swift treating her fans to new music this morning.
Ryan Schrader here now with What's Trending, our Taylor Swift expert, Ryan.
I was about to say, I'm going to keep track of how many Taylor Swift stories we have in a row on What's Trending. Well, at midnight, she released 1989. This is Taylor's version, and it's the fourth re-recorded album that she's put out. It also includes five new songs from her vault. She is re-releasing these albums so that she can own them, because music executive Scooter Braun sold the original master copies. You know all about that, Swifties.
Well, and you know that it came with a handwritten little note right there as well. Just tell a little story. 1989, you know, that was the year she was born. And it said that this has been waiting for you. So we wait no longer.
What a gift for her fans.
Kelly Clarkson getting ready to host this year's tree lighting ceremony in New York's Rockefeller Center. She's going to perform also during that special, and it's 20 years since she did it the first time. Been 20 years already. You'll be able to watch this TV spectacular in living color right here on WRAL November 29th.
And since that first time, 20 years, over the years, she's performed this special, but this will be the first time that she gets to host this big ceremony. She has two wildly popular Christmas albums, and so many people enjoy her and her talk show. It'll be a good time, and it's coming up soon.
I bet it'll be a big hit.
Ryan, thanks. We know WRL's Kat Campbell is one of a kind, or so we thought. Weeks ago, someone spotted Kat's younger doppelganger during one of our newscasts. This was at the Bluegrass Festival. The comparison got a lot of attention online. And yesterday, Kat's mini-me, whose name is Olive, stopped by WRL. Kat gave Olive and her family a tour of the newsroom, the control room, and the studio. Olive is 7 and says she's unsure what she wants to be when she grows up, but maybe she'll follow in Kat's footsteps.
We have a dense fog advisory in some of our eastern counties. You may see some patchy fog across the area no matter where you are. I'll show you what you could expect coming up.
And some of the downtown Raleigh area most well known, these spots could be disappearing in the name of development. And this weekend we have a beloved music stage that'll host performers for the final time.
And breaking news in the Middle East this morning as the U.S. launches airstrikes in Syria. The strong message the Pentagon says it's sending.